If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this
money! They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Toby, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Gucci Galar, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch us on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! You smell that grass? It's not a party. It's football. Morning, Leroy. How are you? Arms hurting today?
Two wins.
What?
Two wins.
Two wins for the fish?
Marlins.
Yeah.
Got
a lot of making up to do.
Can I just say this? How do you guys feel about this? Does camp actually start till there's pads in the fight?
Camp starts the first day because football is just happening on a field, and then the real camp doesn't start until there's fisticuffs.
Because once you put the pads on, it takes football to that next level. This is OTAs to me.
I get you.
But when they put pads on,
mm-hmm.
and then you have some physicality in front of you, instead of chicken fighting, right now they playing flag football.
Yep. Some route running.
And you're not separating. Like, for somebody to come to me after the day, and Omar is famous for this, to be able to determine if somebody had a good day with no pads in football is lunacy.
Omar's famous for that?
Yeah. Stock up, stock down.
I love stock up, stock down. Everybody does
that. Well, yeah,
though.
That's why
I think Perk does that now.
I think,
what does that mean?
It means that
I
enjoy football and you enjoy this.
Sounds like you are not an enjoyer of sports. It sounds like you're a curmudgeon who wants to wait on sports being on your terms.
No, I'm not.
Sounds
if
like
you
it.
Play a football,
sounds like it.
On Sunday, they play in pads with a mouthpiece in if you choose so. So until I see them participating in those drills, that's how you can separate those who can and those who can't.
You can only win the day that's in front of you.
Okay, great. You know who says that? A guy who don't like getting hit.
What? Anybody says that. People who get hit say that too. If it's a hit day, then you can win that day. If it's a not hit day, you can win that day.
I bet you Brooks is saying, I'm glad to be back, but it don't mean nothing till we hit.
Nah. Brooks takes everything seriously. He's going to win the day no matter what. That's where you're wrong.
Okay.
Jordan Brooks will win a day.
I ain't never met a man that could tackle me with no pads.
If Jordan Brooks had a day he had to shadow box, he'd beat his shadow. That's what he would do. That's how Jordan Brooks. You want to know? Why?
This is just honest.
You're not going to do the thing. Like, you're not going to do the thing today where training camp opens and you're like, not really though, dude.
No. I told you I was excited that football would start.
Why is your first thing to be like, yeah, but not really? That's not festive.
Okay, because here's why. I'm glad football is starting. I am. That means we're close. Right? We got a week and a half, and then we're going to start seeing, like, garbage football, but football. All right? But everybody feels that they got to grade players on days like today. And it's just not even accurate. It's nothing.
Well, you can't say, I mean, so, you can say who wins the day. Does it matter? Probably not. But it doesn't. It's not. It's not true of like, oh, if a guy goes out there and he's all stone hands and no pads, like that's not a thing, is it?
I mean, yeah, but you've already known that, right?
Well, here's some
the guys who can't catch. We already had wind of that.
Well, let me give you a story that is not our problem anymore. But if you want to say it doesn't matter, I don't know, because it seems to be a pattern for him. But headlines:
two or three picks.
Nope.
Broke back.
You are on the Tua path, but it's not about picks.
He's hurt. What?
My back.
Spinal.
My back is broken.
Tua Tagovailoa cannot practice today. He is dealing with a tight back. No Michael Penix. They had to sign Cooper Rush.
So let me get this straight. You know what we would call that? We wouldn't call that tight back. We call that fat back. Seriously.
You see, where are you going? You see?
Come let on, me man. Tell you why, Vlad. No, let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. When you get a sore back from playing football, it's because your core is not strong. That usually happens with the biggins. See what I'm saying?
You wouldn't have said that. It's funny how 2 years ago, there would have been no Tua shaming. Now Tua's gone.
No, we complained about the same thing. Tua being hurt.
People saying Tua was fat last year too, Vlad. That's not true.
No, Vlad. We were saying like the problem was Tua being hurt. I've always said that. I said he could play. He's just always hurt.
Yeah.
So well, the fact that we ain't even like nobody ain't even got close to him.
Yeah, he has commented on it though, so that's good news.
Really? I broke my back.
What do you mean by that? You broke
my back is broken.
What a vertebrae or well, what portion?
Spinal.
And Jim was very concerned. It was
of vertebrae. Course, yeah. He's a close relationship with Mike Tyson.
Wait, after he said spinal, what do you think Jim was thinking? Oh my goodness.
Man. Crazy. He won that fight too. That's the crazy thing. Man, your dog's going crazy today. What's going on with them in the background, dude?
Yeah, it's a bit
they're
annoying.
In the room.
Huh?
They're in the room and they don't like it.
Why? Is there like
don't worry, this next break, we're gonna hit it's gonna end.
Is there like things happening or something? Just perusing?
Nothing.
Oh, man. First of your headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. In Miami at a Domino's game, you'll always find your abuelito, and whenever you want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Kia. The Dolphins open training camp today. Gooseys galore. Miami Gardens. Everybody is excited.
Yep. I think everybody's excited.
Fans,
should be.
Fans' first day is Sunday, I think. I think that's when the fans can go out. That'll be cool.
You know what it is? It's when a new coach comes in, it's a new beginning for a lot of guys who burn bridges with either how they played or the performances that they had last year. And the coach will come in and say, I ain't never seen none of you up close.
Right.
You got a new slate. Make the best of it.
Clean slate can get dirty quick.
Yep. I think I was happy with the new coach.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. The coach, we had Bud Carson. And forget the fact that at practice, five coaches smoked cigarettes.
Yeah.
We ain't going to even talk about that. That was old school.
Crazy, man.
But when Bud was the coach, practices during the winter were 45 minutes. And when somebody said, hey, coach, I need to see that again, we'll correct it on film. All them old coaches was trying to get the hell up off the field, and it showed on Sunday.
We'll get back into the Dolphins. The Marlins beat the Phillies yesterday 1-0. Kyle Stowers with a little Stower power. Here was the call last night on QAM.
1-1 to Stowers. He drives high in the air out to right center field. De La Cruz and Crawford are back on the warning track at the wall. Crawford leaps up, and it's gone. Sneaks right over his leaping glove. And there is the National League leading 26th home run against Aaron Nola. For Kyle, it's his 14th, and he opens scoring. 1-0, bottom one.
Always love being Aaron Nola because he's a huge pain in the ass. Like one of these pitchers that like you don't think about always being a pain in the ass, but is a pain in the ass. So yeah.
That's good for the Marlins to beat the two pain in the ass pitchers that always bothered them.
Yeah.
Wheeler and Nola.
I thought it was going to come back to bite him when Edwards was running around the bases looking the wrong way.
Yeah.
I was like, who are you, what?
What's going on with that?
They're like, that's Little League 101, right? You're on the third base, you pick up the coach. He's picking up the ball.
Sandy goes and gives them 7 shutout innings, and the Marlins will try and go for the sweep today against the Phillies at 12:10 p.m. Early days today for the Fish and Phils.
It's a nooner?
I believe it's a nooner. 12:10.
So. Wow, where do they, and then who comes in town? Do they play tomorrow or they get tomorrow off?
I think they go on the road. I think they're going to New York.
Four game against the Mets. Ugh.
Oh, they start tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
7:10.
Because it's weird that it's on Wednesday instead of Thursday.
They got Philly.
Yeah, you could have mid-afternoon games in Wednesday. Yeah.
Yeah, you got Philly, and then you got 4 in Flushing. And then you go to Atlanta for 3, and then you come back and welcome in our old friend, Mike Trout. Mike Trout will be here.
Your old friend.
Mike Trout will be here for the homestand next week, next Friday, for those interested. So that is a little looky-loo. He checked, says, Tobin, please give up on the Marlins. I'm just saying what they did, dude. Jeez. Didn't even say anything.
Wow.
He's Louise.
Wow.
He check.
Why you give up on the Marlins? You know what?
Gloomy, dude. What else are you gonna do on a?
If the Dolphins do what you think they're gonna do, you're gonna wish there was more baseball.
Oh man!
If the Dolphins do what everybody think they're gonna do, you're gonna wish. Man, I wish that baseball team had hung in there a little bit longer.
Starting to come together, Charlie. Starting to come together. None of this old label bleep Dorn. That's what I want Jeff Hafley to do to the wide receivers. Come on, Tutu, none of this old label bleep. Anyway, we'll take a break. Lots to dive into here on a Wednesday. We got rats off a ship today. Got another pair of Brad Paisley tickets to give away as well. Also give you a weather update here brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Beat the storm. Schedule your free roof and window estimate today. Call them at 954-968-8155. Currently, 86 degrees. And partly sunny down here in Miami. A heat advisory for the first day of camp. And you know how it is. Maybe a sprinkle here or there. Who knows? Who knows? South Florida weather. Take a break. Back after this. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. We'll take you guys up until 2 here on the program as the Miami Dolphins report to training camp yesterday. They got their first workout today as it's goosies galore, ladies and gentlemen. Football is upon us, and the Jeff Hafley era is upon us as well. Him and Sully and Troy Aikman. Will Troy Aikman be there today? He should be. Him right. I would love it if him and Dan Marino right next to each other in those giant hats, those giant camp hats that that Dan Marino always wears. The Kentucky Derby and the hats. I think that would be a delight for me. I would love that. I would love seeing Troy Aikman out here. Yeah, listen, just call it a pre. Call it research.
I don't think you should be doing that.
Why?
Especially with the ESPN hosting the Super Bowl this year.
Why is that a problem?
Just stay away. It's just good.
What are we gonna do? We're gonna bend to the whim of somebody like Mike Florio, because Mike Florio doesn't love the fact that Troy Aikman helped the Dolphins, and Troy Aikman says that he's got skin in the game because heavens to Betsy, he might get excited on a call. Like, I don't even understand this. Just let Troy Aikman be Troy Aikman. He's been Troy Aikman his whole life. You know what I mean? How many Cowboys games has he done in his entire life? And now we got all of a sudden bend because Mike Florio says something? Not for me, dude. Not for me.
Sometimes it's not what it is, but what it looks like.
I don't like that.
That's the way of the
Stop
world.
It. What Stop you it. I don't like that. BS, because if it was the like other it. Way around, it's, you would be the guy staying it.
Here's the thing, though. It is the other. Here's the thing, though. It is the other way around, and nobody says bupkis about it. When Tom Brady's out here hobnobbing, we all had just to eat it. That's how it was. He did a Super Bowl. He runs a team. He's out here making decisions.
He doesn't run the team.
He runs the team.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, dude, you're so adorable. You're adorable.
And they make it a point to say he owns a small percentage.
Oh, he owns a small percentage and he's in the booth with the headsets on? Yeah, okay.
What does that have to do with it?
He runs the team.
Oh my goodness.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Like you can't.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
So you think Tom Brady runs the Raiders?
So Troy Aikman runs the Dolphins.
He's the papa.
Who?
He's the papa. He put Sullivan in place.
So Troy Aikman runs the team then.
He's not as hands on as Tom Brady is.
No. I don't want to hear my hands on.
Dude, you guys are ignorant to this. Like it's like, Tom Brady's. Yeah. Tom Brady's got his hands in on the Raiders every which way.
I love it. Go ahead. Go ahead. I love it.
Okay, ignore it then. That's fine.
I'm not going to ignore
it.
True. I'm not. I'm just.
What do you guys think? He's just hobnobbing with Logan Paul all the time.
So Troy Aikman's hobnobbing with who?
I hope the Dolphins. I hope he's out there.
So okay,
it's his build. He's the grandfather. He said it. He's got skin in the game. Those are his words, not mine. But he's the only one anybody has a problem with. Tom Brady does whatever he wants, Mr. Brady. It's ridiculous. And he's more hands-on than Troy Aikman is. That's my whole point. And you guys are going, no, he's not.
Wait. No.
I thought
you were going to calm them down.
What happened here?
Out of sight, out of mind.
Not for the audience.
No, I'm saying if he don't see me. But, like, man, like, there's enough going on in football to, like, make stuff up.
Leroy, I honestly, like.
Tom Brady runs the Raiders.
He does.
Says who?
Says anybody with a brain.
You're the only person that thinks Tom Brady has a say-so.
I literally am not. Brady. You're, like, I don't know. You think I'm the only person who's talking about this? That? Everybody. Everybody knows that Tom Brady has
who's
big influence
everybody?
On Brady.
Show me one written word.
Okay, I will.
What's his?
Minority.
He has
owner.
A small stake in the team.
Yes, he's That's a minority it. Owner. Mark Davis is the majority owner. He's a minority owner, and he has influence. You want to know why? Because he's Tom Brady. You don't think Tom Brady was in on the Fernando Mendoza stuff and all that?
Hold on. Oh, pick Mendoza one. That was a Tom Brady decision.
Literally,
right
the first thing, Tom Brady wields extensive behind-the-scenes powers, minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders from ESPN, heavily influencing major personnel decisions, coaching changes, roster decisions, alongside Mark Davis. Come look at my hey, –
Brady
look at my,
has as much power as Jay-Z had it with the Nets, man. Come on, man.
What's
that
say, dude? What's that say?
AI.
Yes, Google! Google!
Listen, hey man. Okay. Hey, I'm just saying.
Sight written word. I just brought you written word
I got
from ESPN.
I got you.
Don't be silly.
I got you.
You guys just think Tom Brady's there to glad hand with the Raiders? He's Tom Brady.
Okay.
I don't understand like why. I don't
think Troy Aikman has a very similar role?
No, I don't because he's not an owner.
But just because you own, there's a lot of.
You're moving the goalpost, dude. Now you're moving the goalpost.
Wait. Remember when Mark Cuban sold the team?
Serena Williams and Venus Williams got a lot of pull.
Yeah. Tennis players. That's the same thing, guys. You're grown-ups.
Mark Anthony has a lot of pull.
You guys are grown-ups. What are you doing? Like when you make an argument like that, what are you doing?
J-Lo has
you think
a lot.
Yeah. Let's go to Fergie for her influence. I mean, like now who's the jackass? Like you guys doubted what I said. I brought you written cited word, and now you're like, nah, just kidding. Fergie, samesies.
Yeah.
Just say you boxed in.
No.
No, I just want to be clear here. You said that I made something up. I didn't. I brought you written word on it, and now it's like, nah. You could just say, I didn't realize, Tobes, that he had that much influence. I was unaware. It's okay to say that. It's okay to say that. No? You don't want to? Okay, that's fine.
No.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's okay. You can think that I just make things up. I don't. But
Dr. Tobago said J-Lo might have been responsible for Eichenberg getting drafted.
Yeah. Unfortunately, see, that's the unfortunate thing is it was the football people making those decisions. It's been so silly. Like, oh yeah, he didn't do anything. So yeah, I would like Troy Aikman to have more influence and be hobnobbing around.
Lee Murray was right. Yeah, Brady, yeah, sure. Mendoza, you gotta draft him.
It's so funny. Like, you guys are sitting here being like, oh, he had nothing to do with it. And then, like I told you, no, he does. And now it's like, oh, yeah, anybody could have drafted Mendoza.
Yeah, anybody.
Okay, so he was the only one he was in the war room with. Okay. It's funny.
You think if Tom Brady said, let's draft someone else, they would have drafted?
Yeah, they probably would have, actually.
You're saying if Tom Brady said draft David Bailey, they would have drafted David Bailey?
Hold on. So let me get this straight, guys. If you guys, let me ask you this. If you had Tom Brady in your organization as a minority owner, you just think he's just there?
Hey, fam.
Hold on. Dan Marino's not even.
You're going to let me answer or you going to keep going?
No. Go ahead. Because you've already been wrong three times on this segment, but go ahead.
I would literally say that if they had Tom Brady in the building, they would ask his advice, right? And that's just what it is.
Mind you, this is the Davis family that owns the Raiders and that's owned the Raiders for, you know, ever. But mm-hmm. I'm just saying, okay.
And it's gone well for them, right?
It's
gone well?
They've won three Super Bowls in their
When the Lombardi Trophy was rusty?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, so when this guy
it's
was
within
on
the
his,
family, right?
When he was on his mom's
it's
boobies?
It's within the family, correct?
When Mark Davis was on his boobies?
It's within
you guys
correct,
sound ridiculous on this.
It's within the family.
Just admit you didn't know Tom Brady had influence on it. Just say it,
Brady,
and that's cool. We can move on.
No, Brady doesn't have influence.
No, we can just move on, though. We can just move on.
Brady has no influence.
The one thing I know about owners with money.
You sound so silly.
Is they enjoy the power more than
you sound ridiculous.
He has no
influence. You realize, like, Tom Brady's like his right-hand man. He has a piece in the Aces too, like he does.
Yeah,
I don't understand why you don't think he's going to have influence in the owner's ear. Like Mike Tannenbaum got the owner's ear here before he was the GM.
He didn't have the owner's ear.
Well, then why are you arguing with me?
When it gets down to it,
Oh my God, dude!
Them guys don't give up power like that.
Okay, they don't give up power like that. He's above them in the organization.
Wait, Brady's above Mark Davis?
Yes.
Mark Davis?
No, not Mark Davis, jackass, the GM.
You think Tom Brady's above the GM?
Yes.
Okay.
So Brady hired Kubiak. It was Brady that hired Kubiak.
Probably had influence on it, yeah.
No, but it was Brady that hired.
He probably had influence on it, yeah.
Okay.
He probably did. What do you guys think? He's just showing up? Hey, what's up, guys? You think Tom Brady's doing that?
Yeah.
Okay. What's it like to be this boxed in? How are you guys with that?
I don't know. You're the one who's
like, I understand. It's crazy. Like, but yes, here's the thing. You guys wanted written word. I gave you written word. And then you're like, nah, but anybody could do it. What? Like, the Raiders haven't been looking to fix their organization. They've been a clown show for the last, I don't know how long. And you're talking about Super Bowls in the 60s, 70s.
80s.
Let me tell you how that conversation went.
Oh, and they also won a playoff game before you got
Tom Brady wants what does that to do with the Raiders about? And the Aces. He brings us instant credibility.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can bring him in. We'll listen to him, but we're making the calls.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. The new GMs are making the calls. Not the guy that Tom Brady helped hire.
Okay.
It's a weird thing. I don't understand why you're putting this like weird fence of irrelevance to Tom Brady's word with the owner. It's very weird.
So, you think Brady's going to decide that Mendoza starts week one, or?
No, I'd imagine that is in the coach's power, Leroy. I don't think you hire people and don't let them do their jobs, but to say that Tom Brady doesn't have influence with the Raiders is ridiculous. Because you're making it up like he's a mascot.
No.
Yeah,
I'm
you
not
are.
That.
Well, that's kind he of what that is. That is where you started this.
I do believe that Mark Davis is listening to Tom Brady's advice and stuff like that. But I will say this: in the end, it's his decision. Because Mark Davis enjoys being Mark Davis.
And in the end, it's Stephen Ross's decision, dude. Like, duh.
Right.
Like, duh. Okay.
So how are you saying that Tom Brady's running the organization?
Because he has a lot of pull in the organization, dude.
Can I just say this? It's pretty insulting for people that do it every day to have a guy fly in on the weekend and make decisions.
He doesn't fly in on the weekend, dude. Like, he has a lot of sway with the team. He's there.
In the offseason. Okay. What he's doing when football starts.
He's there too. That, like, you don't know, like, all these parameters and rules they have for the guy in place because they think he has too much influence.
All right.
Take a break. What a useless segment. Back after this. Intangibles Anthem right here, right there with Superman. The Intangibles love Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's their Jordan.
Crazy, man. I meant Tom Petty. The Intangibles do love Tom Brady, too, though. Anyway, very big news. Just got my Twitter account back.
Oh, really?
So excited.
Oh, man.
I'm so excited. Wow. Whew. Man, what a terrible, terrible piece of customer service that place has. Making you wait day after day after day.
My man was without his Twitter.
Goodness gracious.
How long were you without Twitter?
My last tweet was on July 15th.
Jesus.
It was two goose emojis.
2 weeks ago?
I don't even remember what it was for. 2 weeks, yeah.
They held you out for 2 weeks?
2 weeks, dude. 2 weeks.
That's nasty, bro.
Crazy, man. Unbelievable.
Well, I'm happy you're back, man.
Oof, a lot of people saying mean stuff about me.
Well, I mean, you've got 2 weeks worth of tweets to read. It's probably not going to be pleasant.
Crazy. Wow. Huh, this is exciting.
Is it like Christmas Day?
I'm just trying to catch up on all this stuff. I'm like, oh. LeBron picked the Sixers, huh?
Wow. Shocking, huh?
Crazy.
You just caught up.
I'm just catching up. This is so exciting. I just got the email. Leroy, I got my Twitter back.
Yeah.
Finally. Woohoo! Heat check is right, though, where he says it's a disaster.
What's a disaster?
Twitter, just in general. Dolphin King says, good thing you have the check mark. That's the craziest thing.
Yeah, that was
What's the
up.
Point of having it? I used to have the check mark unpaid. Then I got it so I could post all my video stuff on there. And they're like, and they're just like, yeah, we don't know that it's you. I'm like, how many more ways do you need to prove that it's me? Anyway, it's back. Good to see.
Any way companies could collect money, they do.
Yep. Yep.
That was just a way to get money. Mm-hmm. They didn't think it through.
Crazy, man. That's insane. So when do we get these grades? Oh, this is so exciting. The first day of training camp, because the day that I didn't have my Twitter account, it was the day Giannis officially picked here, I think. Or it was the day he officially... Oh, no, it was the day before his press conference. And so now we can I can get my tweets. I need those tweets, dude. I need to know what the passes look like. Woo! This was Malik Willis. Malik Willis yesterday spoke to the media. He did gather some receivers for some passes, and this is what he had to say on that. Here was Malik Willis.
Oh, we had six or seven guys. It was pretty cool. Definitely just to see them get out there and work, and they did everything that I did, so it was pretty cool to see. even some of the workout stuff, we get in the weight room after we get off the field. So I'm just glad that they had a little time to spend and we can steal a couple reps before we get into training camp.
Got to tell you, very impressive that you can get six or seven of your teammates to go to Jacksonville when you don't want to be there. That place sucks. I mean, there's nothing to do in Jacksonville. So good for them. Good for him to be able to get everybody out there. According to Cam Wolf, he had Malik Washington, Greg Dulcich, Jalen Tolbert, Terrence Marshall, Sidhu Traore, Cole Turner, and Tutu Atwell. All right, very good. Sidhu Traore, you think they got tea with him afterwards? Hello, love. You got to have fun if he talks like that, I would feel like.
What is wrong with you?
I'm going to be giving him. He's my new anytime touchdown guy this year.
Who?
Traore, the guy that got, what was he, Mississippi State or Texas A&M? I never know. They have the same colors. It's annoying me. But he's the dude they got from the academy, and he came over here, and he does the tea celebration. When he scores a touchdown. Crazy.
By the way, I was looking at Geno Smith's numbers. You better throw some respect on that man's name, man.
Why?
For a guy that for the last 5 years to complete 67% of your completion percentage.
Imagine if they counted the interceptions, too.
Yeah, the interceptions. But
they completed a lot to the other team.
67%, 4,000 yards.
Vlad, look, I hope for your sake that you have I hope you have the Geno Smith story. I don't think they can be the Patriots.
Oh, I'm not saying they're going to be the Patriots. And I'm not saying that. We're not saying they're going to go to Super Bowl. We're not going to rehash this conversation. I was just looking at his numbers. I was like, oh, Geno hasn't been bad the last 5 years.
I can't believe that that Cooper Rush has to get a call the day before camp and is like, hey, you want to come in? Like, and do what? Just hey, Cooper, what you doing right now, man? Nothing.
And by that's weird because now he's a right-handed quarterback. So if he starts playing, you got to get – and then – then you got to get comfortable with the two lefties.
Yep.
With Penix and Tua.
If they ever get
comfortable. That's what's crazy right there, right? Like, you got your two top quarterbacks are left-handed. And now you go with a right-handed guy. But to a certain extent, you still run your plays the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You still – if the left tackle is the guy, you're going to slide your protection to the right and put him on the island. So a lot of it is still the same. It's just that the other side is the backside. But in most accounts, you're sliding the protection away from your best lineman.
It just got to be like, I mean, that's just a reps thing too, right? Like they're not, they're just looking at, because I think they have just a rookie left after you lose your top two QBs.
Right. So right, and like, I bet you that rookie called home and say, I'm going to get this job. They know the quarterbacks.
Because you guys aren't going to believe this.
And they just bring a guy off the street.
Yeah, they're just like, you guys aren't going to believe this. The two quarterbacks, they don't, their bodies don't work. I'm going to get this job, dude. I just don't got to who's that guy from the UFL, the plumber fella? He's probably like, damn, I should have gone to Atlanta. I should have gone to work out with them. I should have figured that out. Crazy. But, like, they split up the reps more in training camp, right? Like, it's when practice comes that nobody gets reps.
Yeah, they not as much in practice. In fact, I know a lot of quarterbacks that didn't at all, took every rep. During camp, mostly in the passing, because you don't want the quarterback throwing that much. Because mm-hmm. you do, keep in mind, you do warm-up, you throw routes, then you have 7-on-7, you're throwing. Then you have individual where they're running one-on-ones, you throw in. And so you want to pace that out. But I would say quarterbacks used to throwing the ball 100-plus times a day, even in the summer. So it's not that far of a reach, but you don't want them to get sore. You know what I mean? So they will, like, at times. In fact, I know times, like, when you practice against other teams that – the starter run the first 3 plays, 4 plays, and that's it for that period.
Somebody's also saying from the Falcons, Bijan Robinson doesn't have his helmet on or is wearing cleats. Looks healthy, wouldn't panic, but it's been a day in Atlanta already. That's from Josh Kendall of The Athletic. Oh, tough start. Right now, the Dolphins have just tweeted out Devon Achane going out to the field. Got his giant Gazoo helmet on because they got to wear the Guardian caps. But just shorts. But he's got a Dolphins jersey on. That's cool. We got that, dude. We got it back. We're back. Football's back. Kind of. Just want football things to be happening on a football field. Just some vibes. That's what we need. We just need it.
Well, football vibes are back.
Yeah, football vibes are back. And then Canes are back next week. Oh, that's going to be fun. Starting off. Got that. Wasn't like last year. Didn't the Canes, what did we play? Like the first 7 games were at home? Crazy schedule last year.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to the start, though. I think, if anything, you're more intrigued about this year because there are no expectations. There's a lot of young players, and you have no idea. Right? No idea. Like, you expect something out of the Heat. You expect something out of the Canes, right? So the way in which you go into those seasons are a little bit different. With the Dolphins, they're projecting to win 3.5 games.
Yeah, but we're all tuned in.
So if
we're all tuning in for football, you know? Like, unless it gets to, like, week 11 and it's just the worst thing you've ever watched in your life.
Remember what we were saying about Flo?
Oh, my God. Those were terrible first games. Woo! Whew! Remember when he tried Josh Rosen for a spin? How bad that was? And he goes, I can't do that again.
Would you rather have the start that Mike McDaniel had, or would you rather finish like Flo did?
Finish like Flo.
Well, I mean,
because we've always talked about how this team starts off fast and then struggles in November and December. And Flo did it the opposite way, which means that he was probably more inclined to prepare the team for that late season run than any of the coaches we've had.
They won recently. Cold.
Well, not that one game where Tua spit the bit.
Well, with
Tennessee.
Flo.
With Flo. That was just a Tua thing.
That was just a Tua.
Just a Tua
thing.
That
wasn't Flo.
It was Tua thing. Remember when he put he put him in for the Raiders game where Fitzpatrick won
the
game?
Had to save him at the end? That was the craziest Saturday
game
ever.
Twisted. Yeah, it was a bad day for my petty.
Was it?
I don't like Ryan Fitzpatrick. I don't care for him. Dog and pony show with him. But it is a crazy thing. Like I and it does feel like everybody realizes, like, by the end of it, like, man, the guy's obviously a great defensive coach. Don't know when he'll get the opportunity again, because it seems like the lawsuit's going full force and heavy. But I mean, like, the Vikings ain't getting rid of him. He's been excellent.
Right.
Like, he's not, you're like, we're not firing him. What do you want us to do? Get rid of him?
I mean,
you see what he brought in Van Ginkle.
Listen, the crazy thing about it is, with all that happened, nobody ever said Flo was a bad coach. That's crazy, right?
No, maybe.
With all the coaches out there just doing terrible, you got a guy who got rid of him because of other reasons, not because he's a bad coach, not because he didn't have your team ready to play, not because he didn't improve your team during the course of a season. That's crazy. Like, look, if it meant that I was going to win a playoff game, if I'm a Dolphins fan, if it meant that I had a chance to win the Super Bowl, I swallow my pride. I don't care if I don't like the coach.
Oh, man, they got the Tony Romo body footage.
Do they?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He looked nasty then. He was, like, disheveled, all drunk and stumbling.
It's the hair.
Yeah.
It's the hair. Yeah. He's got the hair. Like, the hair is just very.
Can I just say this? I'm going to say this. Intangibles don't get drunk well.
What?
He's right, though. He's right.
You don't. Intangibles don't get drunk.
There's a fine line.
Hey, there's a fine line. When intangibles get drunk, they act a damn fool.
Jeez. Oh, he looks he looks.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me take that back.
Hmm?
Tiger was great.
Yeah, but he's not full.
Calling the president.
Tiger was calling the president.
That was great.
Oh, he tried that. I love how celebrities try to use.
Did DeChambeau just try that too?
I don't know.
I think DeChambeau, all the golfers are using the Trump thing. They're like, I think he was going to do it for the rules thing. That they claimed that he tried to use the president card. He tried to call Trump.
Well, Trump got involved in the World Cup, apparently.
He's like, listen, take those strokes away from my guy Bryson.
Hey, by the
he's
way.
He's a good lad.
How about Kyle Shanahan have to come out and.
Yeah, I saw that.
And speak up and say that he was at fault of the accident.
Well, I guess he said there was an error in the thing that said she was at fault. And so he had to come out because it seemed like there was a cover up. And we were all like, hey.
Nobody's saying that it must have been his fault.
It must have been his fault.
We knew that. But the fact that he publicly had to come out and say it. Ooh,
you know why? You know what? Nothing. And I would say that. You know what I would say? I would say it's a terrible situation, but good for him in straightening that out. Because I know a bunch of people would let people believe that it was his fault. Well, it was her fault.
The insurance companies need to know who's at fault.
Man.
Him publicly saying that, he just,
I mean, but it was. I mean, like, forget about.
Right, but him publicly saying it, like, I don't even.
Right.
They don't even. I mean, they're going to do it because that's their job, but they don't even have to go back and check. He publicly said he's at fault, so his insurance company's going to have to pay.
So, what if Was she hurt?
I don't know.
I mean,
because we sitting there talking about him, and it was his fault.
I don't know.
How is she?
I don't know. That's a great question. I don't know.
Because nobody's really said anything, right? So she must be okay, I'm assuming.
I would hope so, because if it wasn't, then it becomes more of a, it could become a more, it's already a serious matter, but it could be even more with legal.
Right.
Yeah, nothing's been reported, nothing's been put out there. But mind you, like, this was under wraps for 11 days on him. Like, we just learned, the only reason we learned about this is because Big Grains is out there coaching. So they had to say where he was. So I don't know if she's reported anything on injuries or any of that stuff. And I don't think you can, right? That's like a HIPAA thing, I would imagine.
Yeah.
So
no, this is a cover up, bro. This is definitely a cover up, and he was at fault, and he said he was reaching for a phone. So everything he's saying is bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're gonna get tickets. And your car might be, your license might be suspended with all the, because you're doing everything that they're telling you not to do. Don't talk on the phone.
Guy says, Dade South brings up the Panthers guy who got caught with the golf cart. That was amazing.
See, I used to be the guy. I know you don't care.
No, he's like, I used to coach the Panthers. And he goes, oh, you don't care. Just never mind. Paul Maurice, though, right this way. I don't advise anybody do that on a golf cart, but Paul Maurice is getting an escort or getting a ride home, yeah?
Yeah. Well, man, nowadays you don't know.
You don't know.
Right?
Yeah, because somebody might just want to make it a thing.
And so from that standpoint,
well, somebody,
it's hard to say. You gotta first of all, it depends on how bad it is. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't be slurring your words and what have you. Because that would be an officer putting somebody in a dangerous situation. And keep in mind, they radio in when they stop somebody.
Right.
So if you didn't let that guy go, and then he go get a DUI, it's going to come back to you. See what I'm saying?
Unbelievable. Well, it is exciting times with the football season back here, and I don't know, you know, Tony Romo, it's one of those things where it looks rough. I don't think that he did a breathalyzer. They made him do some lunges.
I think that's why you automatically get charged.
Lunges?
Yeah, they made him do some lunges on the field sobriety test. I don't know if you passed that sober. I got to be honest with you.
Dude, I tell you what. Some of those tests that I see on the dash cam or whatever.
Yep.
I'm like, damn, I'm sober. I can't do it.
Crazy. That's insane. Tell you one thing, though. He needs to get a comb in that hair.
Jim!
I mean, you think he's thinking about a comb right now?
Right now, I think he's just looking at...
I mean, I'm thinking at that moment.
No.
He's probably thinking, I hope this doesn't get to my bosses at CBS.
He said he was on his way to...
Can I just say all to all athletes... They have dash cam with sound.
Yep.
Don't be putting ridiculous stuff out there.
He didn't.
But then if you're drunk, you don't really know what you're doing.
Yeah, he said he was off. I don't think he pulled the Do You Know Who I Am card, which is nice. You love Jim Nance?
Because they already know. That's why.
Probably. He's very famous. Although he doesn't look peak Tony Romo. He looks very... See, the thing is, it's the look. You know, he's wearing the raggedy clothes. He's got the hair that's all over the place.
He looks drunk.
Right. He looks drunk.
Well.
He does. He, look, glassy eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take a break. Get you caught up with your headlines. We're back after this.